But in Ohio, the state's popular governor, Trump's biggest obstacle. John Kasich voting today in Westerville.
What do you have to say to Donald Trump today?
You're not going to ruin my day after I voted myself for president. I have nothing to say to him.
Without Ohio, Trump's chances of locking up the Republican nomination greatly diminish, potentially forcing the battle to a rare contested convention. Kasich today turning up the heat. Reacting to this anti-Trump commercial,
bimbo, dog, fat pig.
Real quotes from Donald Trump about women.
That uses the billionaire's own sexist words about women.
These comments that were made about women. I have two daughters. They see this stuff. What do you think they think?
Trump responding on GMA.
Women, if you look at the women's polling, leaving the booth. Women, I'm leading by a lot.
The billionaire still defensive over the recent scenes of violence at his rallies. In Washington today, a scolding from House Speaker Paul Ryan.
All candidates have an obligation to do what they can do to try and provide an atmosphere of harmony, to reduce violence, to not incite violence.
But Trump telling us he's not changing his tone.
I don't think I should be toning it down because, you know, I've had the biggest rallies of anybody, and we have had very, very little difficulty.
Trump in Florida tonight, where there was a bilingual battle to deny him a win. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, his campaign on life support, was counting on a home state win.
And we're going to get elected president, and we're going to turn this country around.
But it didn't happen.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
So Senator Rubio suspending his campaign tonight. If you can't win your home state, you're in trouble, right, Tom?
That's right, David. And many people thought Senator Marco Rubio was going to be a Republican savior, young, Hispanic, and conservative. But tonight, he acknowledged maybe his biggest mistake. He did not take the Trump movement seriously, saying we should have seen it coming.